Amen. Or I said, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. I don't know if we're on, but we may need the lights. There we amen. You ask, you receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whew. Man. Those songs mess me up. Welcome online. Thank you for joining us. New Freedom Evening Service. Well, you that are here present have a sheet in front of you, and you may look at it and think, my golly, where did he get this message from? Well, it came from the Lord this afternoon, because Pastor Lacey was going to preach, and she passed it on to me, and I was like, yeah, I'll preach. And instant in season and out of season. So this afternoon I was just praying, oh, I'll just extend what I did this morning. It'll all be good. And it just fell flat as a pancake. And I just asked the Lord, and this is what he gave me, this word for tonight, on angelic hosts, on angels. Not a lot of people teach on angels. Not a lot of people teach on the unseen realm, the spiritual realm that's taking place all around us. Believe it or not, there's angels in this room right now, whether we see them with our natural eyes or not. And we've had people in the service see Jesus, see angels, while they were being ministered to. So they're present in the supernatural, in the spiritual realm. And I want to share with you tonight to empower you, to encourage you to realize that angels are camped round about you all the time, working on your behalf. Constantly protecting you, watching over you. The whole reason for angelic hosts is to take care of the saved. Did I miss something? Nope. Okay. I know we're online. Bear with us online. We're making it through. Amen. So, who they are, what do angels, what is their job description? What do they do? What are they about? I guess I'm fired up because people don't talk about this. And then I got into the Word and I realized there's an awful lot in Scripture about angels. And angels worked on behalf of a whole lot of people in the Bible. Not just in the Old Testament. Not just in the Old Testament. I'm just going to give you a couple. In the Bible, Abraham, Lot, Jacob, Moses, Israelites, Balaam, Manoah, David, I can't say that name, Elijah, Elisha's servants, Daniel, the prophet Zechariah, the priest Zechariah, Mary, Joseph, shepherds, guards, disciples, Peter, John, Philip, Cornelius, and Paul, all had documentation of angels working on their behalf, manifesting to them, even in the New Testament, even in the New Covenant. Am I loud or am I shouting? Okay, well, I feel like I'm shouting because I want to shout. So I'm going to keep shouting. You'll just have to turn me down. But you can see that from Genesis and with Abraham, angels were working. And angels were working with Jesus himself. And angels were working with Paul and Peter when they were in jail. Things the Lord just moved on their behalf. So you can see here in Psalms 103:20, it says, "Bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word." So wherever God's word is at, angels are present, hearkening unto the voice of God. So when you pray the word, angels are working. When you speak the word, angels are working. Amen. So wherever the word is, it's right when you speak the word out of your mouth, angelic hosts are on that word quicker before you even finish. Because God already knows what you're going to say. When you leave, angels are camped around your vehicle because you're a saint. You're part of the kingdom of God. The world doesn't have this. Now, angels do promote themselves and reveal themselves to unsaved, and that usually triggers a response to think, oh, God, there is a God. When something happens that is unbeknownst to them or someone passes by, they don't know who it was, just showed up on the scene somehow, And they don't. Nobody knows who it is, but something glorious happened and it saved them, and they don't understand who it is. Angels. They're working all the time. All the time. People don't talk about this. We're not. I want you to be aware of this. You're not alone. And a lot that's being talked about here, and I haven't studied this out, and there's probably a lot of people that have. There's a lot of similarities with angelic hosts and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and angelic hosts, they tag team and they do a lot of similar things together. Amen? You know, because the Holy Spirit's our guide and our comforter, and angels are protecting us and watching over us. So they're like tag teaming. Hey, let's go. Let's go help them out. They tag team together. Go do battle for us. Go do the work of the Lord for us. Amen. You'll see here, his angels who excel in strength. Farther down, I'll get to how powerful an angel is. But it's remarkable the ability that angelic hosts have. And we're trying to do stuff on our own. Man, if angels just show up, there's nothing you need to do. That's like God himself showing up. You know, and you'll see why. Psalms 148, 1 through 2. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him all his angels. Praise him all his hosts. So angels are praising God all the time. They're in constant praise to God. They're in constant worship to God. The only time they're not praising God is because they're doing the work. And they're praising God in the midst of helping you. See, we could learn something here. The way angels operate off of the word, the believer can operate off of the word and praise God while they're doing ministry, while they're doing work. You can be praising God in the midst of doing work. Even your worst day at work is awesome because angels are with you. And you can praise God. You get a bad report, you can still praise God. You say, how can you do that? Because the report is not your final authority. God is. So you praise him in these times. So angels know the word. They got to be able to know the word to be able to hearken to it. It's not like you don't get an angel that's like, I forgot the word. Am I supposed to go or not? It doesn't work that way. They know the word. They're going to hearken to it. So when we understand this and we speak the word, angels are present. Angels are present. Hebrews 1:7. And of the angel, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? I'm telling you, angels have great and awesome power to change a landscape. Yeah. Ask Lot about it when you get to heaven. Ask about these. When you read about what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah, the angels just came and they took care of Sodom and Gomorrah. Didn't take long. Did a quick work. All right, it's good to have them on your side, not against you. Okay? All right, I'm glad we got that straight. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Everybody, who's here that's going to inherit salvation? Oh, guess what? Yeah, keep that. The hands have to, should be going. Are you going to inherit salvation? Amen, amen. Okay, so angels are working for you. Every single one of you, every one of you online around the world, there's enough angels. You'll find out there's more than enough angels for all of us. Okay? So they're working for those who will inherit salvation. So they are spirits that minister to the believers, to the church. Amen. So the church has an army of heavenly hosts that are there just to minister to us. Praise be to God. It's not just about getting saved. It's about having the whole heavenly army on your side. Man, when you realize, when you go in the name of the Lord to go do ministry, you got all the heavenly hosts coming with you to do battle. So when we go into a town to do a revival, it's like, it's not just us. It's not just Pastor Tim and a couple of outreach group. It's all the heavens like, yeah, we're going to come minister with you. And when you preach the word, they're ministering to the people. Shoo, right past me, ministering to the hearts of the people. I'm like, yeah. When you get a hold of this, it's like, come on, God. This is going to be fun. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about him. And when we glorify God, when we praise God, he inhabits the praises of his people. Not just God himself, but angels camped around about us. Amen. When somebody gets saved, all of heaven rejoices. Who's rejoicing? Angels are rejoicing too. Amen. Not only the saints, but all of heaven rejoices. Amen. Because they're praising God. So when somebody gets saved, that's a praise. They're like, yeah, Dave Patterson got saved. Let's all have a party. Yeah, they all partied for me and they partied for you. And they're partying even now, even right now, because you're here and you're a saint. And as we minister the word, angels are working. See, we don't think about these things. The human nature doesn't think about the spiritual. It just takes things for granted. Hopefully it'll work out. No, man, you got a heavenly host on your side. Doing business here on earth. The devil can't do jack anything. Sorry. He can't do any. We got a whole army of heaven that's on our side. What can he do? Jesus already defeated them. And when we speak, that's why the word is so vital, because they're hearkening to the word of God. They are listening. And once that word, once that scripture goes forth, that's what they work on. They don't work on opinion. They don't sit up there and say, well, he's a good pastor. We're just going to give him a blessing. If I'm not preaching the word, they ain't coming. They're not going to be any part of something that the word of God's not a part of, because they minister off of the word. So without the word, there's no minister of heavenly hosts. Okay, we got to remember that. And that's why the word is so powerful. That's why it's like a hammer that breaks the rock. Because can you imagine an angel? Wham! How awesome would that be? I'm getting more excited. I'm preaching better than you're shouting. This has just got me fired up. I've been in this all afternoon. Hebrews 12:22. But you have come to Mount Zion, into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. So how high can you count? There's more angels than you can count. Innumerable. You can't even count. You don't even know. When God told Abraham, you'll, like, stars will be your descendants, like the sand on the beach. Huh. That's the heavenly host too. There's way more angels than there is human beings. I mean, throughout all humanity, from the beginning to the end, till Jesus comes in a new heaven and a new earth, there's still more angels. Innumerable. You can't count them. There's no way of gauging. That means there is so many angels on your side. People get into a third of the angels fell and two-thirds, and there's that many demons and demonic. There's innumerable amount. Plus, we have the name of Jesus, so we're good to go. No need to worry. Innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah. So worship, here we go. Worship. This is in the next two verses, are in New Living Translation. Psalms 89:5-7 says, all heaven will praise your great wonders, Lord. Myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. So angels praise, okay? Angels praise. For who in all the heaven can compare with the Lord? What mightiest angel is anything like the Lord? The highest angelic powers stand in awe of God. He is far more awesome than all who surround his throne. We need to be mindful, though, that through Christ, we are at a level as children different than angels are. Okay, and I'm not going to get into that teaching, but it also shares here as well is that angels don't, even the most magnificent things they can do, and they can travel faster than sound and light, they don't compare to God. God is still all to them. They're worshiping God. They're in awe of God. So we need to be mindful of that. I don't want you to leave here thinking, well, angels are better than Jesus. No. They work for Jesus, okay? They're not better. They work for him. You know, when you work for your boss, maybe in the Lord you may be higher than your boss, but when someone owns something, you're lower, okay? You're lower, all right? So I want you to see that. They stand in awe of God. So that's a wonderful trait that angels have, is they're in awe of God. And that means they're all their business, their whole being is about worshiping God and doing his business. Talking about being about the Father's business, angels, they live and breathe that. They live and breathe that. And they have to be innumerable anyway. Because if they're showing up in Africa and they're showing up over here, nothing is like God himself that is everywhere all the time. So he needs a whole lot of angels to do all kinds of ministry going on to the whole church all around the world. Does that make sense? So that means they're not omnipresent all the time. There's different angels, different places going on. Amen. But there's plenty of them to go around. So you won't fall short and say, well, I only got 5 angels working for me. I'm not blessed enough. My neighbor has 10. You know, it doesn't work that way. There's plenty to go around. All right, I'm just being funny, but I want you to understand this. Nehemiah 9:6, you alone are the Lord. You made the skies and the heavens and all the stars. You made the earth and the seas and everything in them. You preserve them all, and the angels of heaven worship you. So angels worship the Lord, all right? They worship the Lord, and they do the work of the Lord, okay? They watch over us. So here we go into what they did for Jesus. I just want to give you a few scriptures here. And the reason I only have 3 pages of scriptures and not like 33 is because I got tired of writing scriptures down. There is so many scriptures on angels and what they did, how they operate. I'm just giving you an appetizer. And I printed it out because of the teaching. You can go through this and study this and gain so much more. When you look up angelic hosts, you look up angels, ministering spirits, it's the Bible's loaded with it, okay? But for Jesus in Matthew 4:11, this is after his temptation. You know, he fasted. I talked about this morning briefly. He was baptized, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he fasted, and then the Spirit led him up to the mountain and to be tempted by the devil. And he went through that. So, you know, he's been tempted. The devil's come after him. He's been fasting. You know, he's wore out. Guess what angels do? Verse 11. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. That word ministered there is the word deacon. That's what the word deacon. They served him. They took care of him. They watched over him. They did whatever they could do, whatever he had need of. They took care of the business around him. It doesn't say whether they were other human beings that the Lord used to be like angels to him. It doesn't say that detail, but the word minister there is where they get the word deacon from, which is a server, all right? So angels serve Jesus. Guess what? Angels can serve the body of Christ. Because if Jesus is the head and we're the body, guess what? We're in line for some serving going on. And that's what angels do. They'll help serve us. Glory to God. But you got to be doing what the Lord's telling you to do to get the service. All right? It's like trying to go to Burger King and order a Big Mac. It just doesn't work that way. You're not doing the right thing. That was a terrible analogy. You got it, brother. Thank you. Thank you for being that hoorah person. This is going to blow your mind. Matthew 26:53. And that's what I want to do. I want to get you out of your mind and into your spirit. All right? Matthew 26:53. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? Now you can see here, I typed it out, but for those listening online, a legion of angels, I believe if I did the math right, I think it's 6,000 is a legion. So 12 legions is 72,000 angels Jesus said he could call down. 72,000. It gets better. Watch. In 2 Kings 9:35, one angel killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. One angel. One. A legion, 6,000. Jesus said he could call down 12 legions like that. That is, did I write it down? Yeah, 13,320,000,000 people could die with 12 legions of angels. Just like that, according to the scripture. That's more than what lives on the face of the earth. So even angels have the ability to wipe all humanity. That's how much power they have. It's amazing. And they're on your side. Isn't that some good stuff? Makes me want to shout. I mean, I'm not for killing people, but, you know, the enemy, I mean, he's messing with the wrong army. I mean, the army of God has great power. Great power. You take that truth of one angel being able to kill 180, and that's documented in 2 Kings. 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. These are soldiers. They're just not commoners. I mean, they're warriors. Phew. Done. 185,000, one angel. So you take that, plus you add the name of Jesus onto that the church has. What are we fearing? Honestly, what should we be fearing? Nothing. absolutely nothing on this earth when we have angelic hosts that can wipe out anything they want to wipe out, right? So we live in grace now, so we're not going to leave here and say, well, I don't like this town. Come on, angel, wipe it out. We're in grace. We're in mercy. Vengeance is mine. We're living in a time where God takes care of the judgment side of things, okay? We're not living in this time. I'm just sharing with you that angels have a lot of power. That's what I want you to get. God loves you. He's not going to wipe you off the face of the earth or a continent off the face of the earth. All right? He's long-suffering that no one perish. All right? So don't take it as, let's pray, fire down. All right? It's not that. We're not doing that. Okay, so this is what Jesus was mentioning, is he was sharing that there's a lot of power in heaven that's got his back. And I want you to realize that. There's a lot of power in heaven that has your back as a child of God. So here we go. These are some instances for us as believers. Genesis 3:24. So he drove out the man, and he placed a cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So 1.1, if you want to call it that, one thing angels do is they guard. Angels guard. And you'll see, this is only one instance, but they came down and they rolled the stone away so Jesus could come out for the resurrection. Angels did that. And the soldiers fell out like dead people when they showed up. It's a powerful thing. Powerful thing. Exodus 14:19. And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So the angel of God went before the camp of Israel. So angels will go before you. That's why it's important for intercessory prayer. That's why it's important to pray the word before you go do something. Amen. You send prayer out there first. It sends angels out there ahead of you. Okay? It would be foolish for us to not use all our attributes that the Lord has given us to use as believers. Just say, well, we're just going to believe God and just do it. No, it's good to pray. It's very good to pray. And when you pray the word, that's why we should pray the word about everything. Anytime somebody has a problem, when you pray the word, it allows angels to come and help that problem. Yeah. Amen. No matter where you are, anywhere, if you're in the nursing home, if I'm in the hospital, if I'm with family, whatever the crisis is, whatever it may be, or ministry, if God's calling you to go do something or minister to someone, pray before you go, speak the word of God. Amen. Open up a door of utterance, Lord, you know, help me deal with this situation. Send them angels in there to do a little work ahead of time, all right? Just think about, it's like angels will go in there and plow the ground, prepare the hearts of the people before you go in there and share the word with them. That's what angels have the power to do. So it's a phenomenal thing. Hallelujah. Are you getting something out of this?
Amen.
Amen. Revelation 1:1. You say, well, I thought angels were in the beginning. Well, they're all the way back in Revelation 2. They're everywhere, okay? The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So angels come and visit individuals. The Apostle John, all right? And that's it gives great insight and great help to believers. So this is Revelation, okay? The book of Revelation. 2 Samuel 24:17. Then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking the people and said, surely I have sinned and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, be against me and against my father's house. So you can see here in the Old Testament, angels literally would strike people. Not a good thing. That's not real positive. I'm just sharing. They did a little different style ministry in the Old Testament, all right? And that's we don't necessarily live in that dispensation now where angels are coming down striking people, but there could be elements of things that take place that are out of my realm that I don't have understanding on. And I'm not going to get into that. But there's things that are happening. God is a just God, and he's going to take care of business in a righteous way. All right, Daniel 6:22. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. Oh, you ever been in a sticky situation? whether it's with another person or whether it's with an animal. It doesn't matter to God. The elect have the ability for God to come and show up and protect them from whatever it may be. You may be in a pit. You may be in the lion's den. It doesn't really much matter. God will come and he can shut the lion's mouth. My God sent his angel. One angel came and shut the lion's mouth. Just came down there and just made the lion inoperable. Okay? So that they have not hurt me because I was found innocent before him. And also, King, I have done no wrong before you. I find that remarkable that as we live the life that God has called us to live, it's like angels are ready to protect us. You wonder why things happen. For me personally, I realize that I am going to be quick to repent so God can be quick to help me out. You know what I mean? Keep my life right, keep my life in order, because it gives opportunity for angels to do work in my life quicker. Does that make sense? I don't want to come across in a negative way. I'm trying to come across in my own personal life that it's good to stay right with the Lord because it allows his angels to work for you. All right? So getting sin out of your life will help angels operate in your life. Amen. That's important to know. That's good to know. It allows his grace to work in your life. It allows your faith to work. It allows your prayers to be answered. Why do you think your prayers are answered? Why does unforgiveness bind up your prayers? Because the angel can't come and work. Because sin's in the camp. See, angels come up and down with prayers. But if there's unforgiveness and sin, it blocks them from coming. So sin is important. To be far from sin. Be quick to repent. Amen. Amen. This is good stuff, man. This helps the everyday believer live. When you understand these things, it'll help you. Amen. Genesis 19:1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting at the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. I'm not going to read this whole chapter, but you get time, read this chapter. Because Lot is a messed up dude. Because what happens is, he goes inside, he meets with the angels, he's in the house, and then the bad people come outside, and he gives his daughters away to the bad people because they're asking for the angels. And I'm not going to get into the story, but what kind of dad sends your virgin daughters out to be mutilated by bad people? Anyway, it's not a real exciting message. What I'm getting at here is angels came to see Lot, and there was a power there that Lot was dealing with. And obviously, we know that Sodom and Gomorrah was a bad place that had evil workings going on and a lot of sin. And the angels were coming to deal with it. All right. So I just wanted to throw that scripture out there. I don't have the time to get into it. But if you read chapter 19 of Genesis, it's very, very interesting. Acts 7, verse 30 and 38. And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. You'll see something here. Angels can show up anywhere, anytime. All right? They can be a flame of fire. They can be in a bush. All right? They can show up anywhere. Verse 38, This is he who is in the congregation in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers, the one who received the living oracles to give to us. Amen. So angels literally help bring forth the kingdom of God in our lives. Amen. They can bring things forth to reveal things to us. I've talked to quite a few people. I personally have not seen an angel or knew that maybe I've entertained them and didn't know it. But I've talked to people that have literally seen angels or seen Jesus when they were being prayed for and things like that. And it's a remarkable thing that brings comfort to you. And you'll see here, there's times when you first see it, people are afraid. And they're concerned. And we're going to see that as well. But the angel instantly comforts the people. Okay? So that'll help you understand that if you see something and it brings fear to you, an angel from heaven is going to comfort you instantly. But if the fear keeps going, there's something you need to deal with and get that thought, get that thing out of there. Okay? Yeah. So God doesn't bring fear upon people. But to see an angel may start, you may start to be a little bit afraid because something just showed up somewhere that you weren't, like you're laying in your bed and all of a sudden there's an angel sitting in your room. It's probably going to make sure you're awake and be like, did I really just see that? You know? So just be aware of these things. God does not bring fear on people. So angels did not come to bring fear to you. Daniel 8, 15 and 16. Then it happened when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and was seeking the meaning that suddenly there stood before me one having the appearance of a man, and I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Euphrates, who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. So angels not only can appear as men, they can appear as what people think they look like with angels, with wings and multiple heads, and they can show up in many different avenues and ways. But notice the angel helped them understand the vision. So part of what angels do is they can help bring forth the vision and bring understanding to things. All right, so we should entertain angels so we can understand what God's doing. All right, so vision is something that they help with. Acts 10, 3 and verse 30. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius, verse 30. So Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in a bright clothing. So prayer and fasting, taking time with the Lord, helps you entertain angels. You spend time with God, there's more opportunity to spend time with angels. Okay? These are just areas I'm giving you proof through Scripture that angels are real, they're working, and these are the areas they work in. Okay? They work in dreams, they work in visions, they do battle for you, they protect you, they keep the enemy at bay. Angels do so much stuff that we don't even give them credit for. We just go about life like nothing's happening, and God's army is working on our behalf. Amen. Luke 1, 28 and 30 says, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. We're getting ready to celebrate the birth of Christ. That's what this is talking about. All right? Angels come to bring comfort to Mary during this time, because can you imagine being the one chosen? You women out there that you weren't with a man and all of a sudden you conceived? I'd like to know about that ahead of time. You know, if I was Joseph, I'd like to know what the Lord is doing in that realm, you know? Hey, honestly, think about it. What if you were in Joseph's shoes, or what if you were in Mary's shoes? I'd want a visitation. I'd want some answers, some comfort in that time. Luke 2, 9 and 10, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, and they were greatly afraid. So here you have something's going on. Manifesting. They're seeing this. This isn't just a prayer time hoping they're going to see something or praying to have a manifestation. This is literally a manifestation of the presence of God, of angels, okay? Angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. All right, so angels always know the heart of the people they're ministering to. So they'll know if they're afraid or not. Just like Jesus, when he spoke to people, he knew the level of their heart. He knew, he could see their motives. So I could say it like this. Angels have the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom going on constantly, because they know the heart of people. So they're going to deal with things. They didn't say that to the soldiers that fell over, don't be afraid, because the soldiers weren't for God. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? But for the believer, angels are going to help you out. If you're afraid, they're going to say, hey, don't be afraid. This is what's taking place. Yeah. I want to talk to some angels. I want to have time with some angels. Amen. And maybe this study will enlighten me to believe God for that. All right. Matthew 28, 2 through 4. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven. So where are angels located? Where's home base? Heaven. Angels are located in heaven. Once the word goes forth, here they come. Instantly. Boom. Instantly. Behold, there was a great earthquake from an angel of the Lord descending from heaven. The earthquake came because the angel moved. Do you get that? The angel came from heaven and the earth quaked. And came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Can you imagine seeing that? Can you imagine the big rock that was covering the tomb of Jesus? An angel came down, rolled it away, and then sat on top of it. I would fall out if I was a soldier. And people don't believe in falling out in the spirit. I'm telling you, if you were a soldier, you would be doing something. Yeah. Anyway. Rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. So they didn't die. The Lord didn't strike them down because they were just being guards. But the power of God showed up in such a way they could not stand any longer. That's just one of many instances. And people say, well, I don't believe in that falling out. Well, maybe you need to talk to those guards and see what happens when an angel shows up. When a big stone is rolled away and they never touch the ground and they decide to sit on it, you'll think twice. 1 Kings 19:5 through 7. I'm giving you a lot of scriptures because I'm getting the word in you of the many descriptions of what angels do. So you can attach your faith to the word of God and believe God and experience the presence of angelic hosts in your life. Amen. That's what we're believing for tonight. 1 Kings 19:5 through 7. Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked. There by his head was a cake baked of coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and laid down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." So here's an instance where angels are helping you out ahead of time because the Lord has something big for you to do. So if the Lord's speaking to you about something, it's good to be in prayer, to be in your word, because it allows the angels to say, hey, maybe you need to focus on these few scriptures, because this is what's going to be needed for you to overcome what's coming down the pike. You hear what I'm saying? Do you ever wonder how you turn to scripture and it's the exact scripture you needed? Could it be the angel helped you open the Bible? Maybe. Could it be the Holy Spirit gave you the scripture that's just perfect for what you have need of at that time? Many people talk about these types of things, but they never give credit. They just say, well, the Lord knew what I needed. Of course he knew what you needed. As a child of God, he knows everything you have need of. But could he have just sent an angel down there to make your Bible open to where it needs to be? I know I'm throwing things out there, but I'm trying to get you to understand that the spiritual realm is so real. It is so very real to the believer. We're born of the Spirit. And if we're born of the Spirit and we yield to the Spirit, everything that's of God is in operation for us. Everything. So, if there's a great journey or there's things coming, God's going to prepare his people. That's why there's prophecy. Amen. That's why there's prophets. God sends multiple ways to help the church prepare for what's coming. Amen. That's why he says there's going to be wars and rumors of war. There's going to be earthquakes and all these things in preparation for the soon coming king. He's sharing these things with us, not to get us in fear, but to reveal that, hey, he's coming back soon. Amen. So he's given us scripture. He's given us angels. He's given us his spirit. He's given us the body of Christ. He's given us ministers, all to help prepare us for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. Matthew 2, 13 and 19. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Angels work in dreams. So they work in visions. They work in dreams. saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. So, angels operate for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to help people maneuver and operate here on earth. So, you can say, have you ever felt in your spirit, oh, you shouldn't go somewhere, or this is the time we need to go? Something it presses upon your spirit or your conscience to say, hey, we need to do something, or we don't need to do something. That's the spiritual realm working on your behalf. Amen. So it could come as a dream. It could come as a vision. Many of you have had visions or dreams about something, and you wonder, where in the world did that come from? Sometimes it's because you've studied something or you're praying into something, and the Lord's revealing something to you. So think about Joseph. If an angel did not come, the baby Jesus may not have made it. Yeah, I'm just saying that because this is the story. Is Herod was after all the young boys. He was killing them all. And if you didn't get the spiritual realm and you didn't hear, something else could have happened that you didn't want to happen. Does that make sense? It's important to understand the supernatural because it'll give you guidance on to stay away from certain things and certain people. Amen. John 20, 11 and 12. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at his feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. So angels give information and they express what God's trying to do. Amen. So they share these things. Acts 8, 26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. Angels can, this is New Testament. Angels can speak to you, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So this is the desert. So it gave him exact directions on where to go and how to get there. Think about this. Think about the importance of this. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no reason why angels are not working on behalf of the church even right now. Even right now. Acts 27, 23. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve. Could there be an angel right next to me? Absolutely. All of you could have angels right next to you right now. Right now. Unaware. Not even aware of it, but yes, it can happen. Acts 5, 19 and 20. But at night the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. Wow, so that's like a double dose of an angel. He not only broke them out of prison, he told them what to go and do. You say, well, I don't know if God deals with natural things. Well, if you're a believer and you get locked up, guess what? Angels are working on your behalf and they can come and break down the prison and get you out. You say, well, I don't know if that can happen. Well, it surely already happened. What happened for one can happen for another. So don't be in fear if you preach and they want to put you in the prison. Angel, just come down and break the prison open for you. Think about it. We never believe what the Bible says. We try to reason it out ourselves. Well, I'm just going to preach and I'll go to prison and I'll just preach at prison. Well, that's not what they did in the Bible. The prison doors broke. The chains came off and they got freed and they kept on preaching. The power of angels. The prison doors opened and brought them out. Wow. Powerful. Acts 12, 7. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him and the light shone in the prison and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up saying, arise quickly, and his chains fell off his hands. Angels are special ops. They'll come in there. Nobody will even know. The prison, the guard was asleep. He didn't even know it happened. That's how quick something can happen. If we could just grab a hold of how powerful the heavenly angelic hosts are for God's people, it would change our perspective on things. Totally change our perspective. So the light, the glory of God shone right in the prison and touched Peter, awoken him, raised him up, and said, come quickly, let's get out of here. Peter didn't even have time to, he didn't even have time to think. It's like, oh, wow, I'm free, let's go. Just like that. Just like that. Mark 13, 27. And then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest parts of the earth to the farthest parts of heaven. If you don't think the angels can do a lot, they can gather the elect from all aspects of the earth and bring them to heaven. That's the power of angelic hosts. That's the power of angelic hosts. So you can see here that all through Scripture, whether it was people in jail, whether it was dreams, whether it was visions, whether it was protecting the baby Jesus, whether it was Sodom and Gomorrah and getting the righteous out of Sodom and Gomorrah, angels destroyed things. Angels kept the saints protected. And I said this scripture before, but it's probably my favorite scripture concerning angels, and it's Hebrews 1:14. And they are not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation. Man, I read that scripture and I think, how good our God is. How good our God is that we have ministering spirits for every single believer that's going to help them cope and deal with life and get through this life. Help us minister and deal with all the affairs of life. So God not only sent his Son and not only sent the Holy Spirit, he sent angels to help us through every situation. Every situation. That's a truth that I want to grab a hold of. And I know that I know, hey, these things are available for me. And guess what? They're available for you. You say, how can I apply this? They hearken to the Word of God. So when you get in the Word of God, angels are at work. And I know I shared this in the very beginning, but when you realize how important the Word is, God honors His Word, and it doesn't return void. It can't return void because angels are working. The angels aren't going to go and come back empty-handed. They're going to go and get the job done. So when you speak the Word by faith, angels are going to work, and it's not going to return void. There's no way the angels are going to fail at their job. They can't. They can't because the Word doesn't fail. And the ones that are working the Word aren't going to fail. And guess what? When you work the Word, you won't fail either. Because angels are helping you get it done. So believing the Word of God is such a truth that transcends every single area. It doesn't matter how hard an area is. The Word of God and the ministering spirits are on your side to get the job done. If you're called into ministry, if you're called somewhere to do something, I'm telling you, you're not doing it alone. Amen. Even in your marriage, your marriage is not just the two of you. And it's not just God. It's all of heaven on your side. So when you put God first in your life, you're putting all of heaven first. You're putting angels first. You're putting all the heavenly hosts are on your side. To help you with your marriage, to help you with your kids, to help you with your business, to help you live this life and have a fulfilled life. You're not alone. You are never alone, church. Never alone. Never alone. Angelic hosts are available wherever, whenever the Word of God is released. Everywhere. So that's why it's good to do not let the word depart out of your mouth, but meditate on it day and night. If you meditate on the Word of God and you mutter the Word, angels are there constantly. They'll never leave you because the Word is there. See this? That's why it's important to never stop muttering. It's not just about your faith. It's about angels working on your behalf. So wherever faith in the Word of God is, the God kind of faith, there's angels working. Nonstop. Nonstop. And these people were in prison. They were asleep. God was still working. He saw the need and he protected his people. He didn't let Jesus die. Praise God. He didn't let Paul stay in prison. He didn't let Peter stay in prison. You can see here where angels are vitally important, ministering spirits for all those who are saved. I'm telling you, church, get ready. Get ready. We're going to see more angelic opportunities take place. Because as darkness seems to ramp up, God's not going to put up with it. And as the saints go forward and march, all of heaven is behind you. And I just want to encourage you tonight. You're not alone. All of heaven is behind you as a believer. Every single person here is a saint. If you're listening online and you're not a saint, you can be a saint because you can ask Jesus into your heart. But when you do that, every single person that's saved has the ability to have angels working on their behalf. If you can play some music, that'd be great. Hallelujah. I know this isn't like an altar call type of message, but it's an impartation of the power of God. It's a knowing the truth about what God's word says. You have scriptures from Genesis to Revelation of angelic hosts helping not only the church, but helping every single righteous person. From Abraham all the way through. They were even protecting at the garden in Genesis. Angels protecting and watching over, guarding the tree of life. God does not take angels lightly. They're his army. Think of it this way. This is just coming to my spirit. We're the body of Christ. We're the army of the Lord here on the earth. Angels are the army of the Lord in heaven. So when heaven comes down, angels are coming down to work on your behalf. There's a big army. There's a big army. The enemy is shaking in his boots when he realizes how many are against him. When he realizes that Jesus defeated him, and now he's got legions of angels that are on the side of the saints in the church. That's why the church can't fail. That's why the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. It's not just about a preacher or a congregation. It's all of heaven is backing up the church. All of heaven. Innumerable amount of angels are with the church. The church can't fail. That's why it's so important that the church preaches the word of God. Because it gives opportunity for the angels to work. So what is it that you're going through? Is there anything you're going through that you're like, man, I'm having a hard time with this? Well, I know where there's some help for you. It's called an angelic host. It's called an angel. If he can wipe out 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one moment, he can surely deal with the struggle you're going through. God, I thank you. I thank you for your holy written word that speaks very profoundly of angelic hosts ministering to the saints, ministering to the believers. Father, I thank you that as we go forward, your angels are working on our behalf, ministering to the church, ministering to each and every person here tonight. As some go here tonight, even tonight, as they dream, God, you're in the midst of their dreams, revealing your heart to them. As they have vision, Lord, you're revealing the kingdom of God in their vision, showing them, guiding them, directing them what it is they need to be doing, where they need to go, where they need to not go, watching over their every move to help them and guide them and direct them in the affairs of life. Oh God, I thank you for the heavenly hosts that are protecting us from the work of darkness, pushing it back. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that it's angels that rolled the stone away. And Lord, I thank you that stones are being rolled away by angelic hosts in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we're not dead, we're resurrected. We're moving up, we're rising above Glory be to God. We're rising above. We're taking ground for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're laboring in the fields, bringing in the harvest, Lord God. Thank you for angelic hosts as we witness and soul win and obey the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for that. No, we don't worship angels. But we worship the same God. We worship the same God. We're in awe of you, Lord, in what you're doing. Lord, we're in awe of you in what you're doing in this house, New Freedom Church. What you're doing amidst your congregation, in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. God is working even now in the sanctuary. In the sanctuary. He's working in each and every vessel here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm believing for angels to be at work. Even all around the world, those listening online, there's an innumerable amount of angels available. Just as Jesus said, I could call down 12 legions of angels. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening online. We love you. We love you. Have a great week. God bless you. Those that are here, if you would like prayer, I'd love to pray with you. Believe in God for great things. Believe in God for great things. There's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too hard for God. If all of the angels, innumerable amount, are in all of God, worshiping around the throne. What an angel can do, and they're in all of God, what can God do? What can God do if angels are in all of God? Wow. Wow. What an awesome God we serve. If you need healing in your body, I'm believing God when I lay hands on you, that healing will go. I mean that sickness will go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let these words sink into your spirit. That you're not alone. Be strengthened in the inner man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angelic hosts on your side. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, you're good. Oh God, you are good. Your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Angels going before him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord.